Good afternoon and welcome to the conference call of Zhongde Waste Technology AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. William Wang.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is William Wang. I act as the CFO and the Executive Director of the Zhongde Waste Technology AG. Today, we will give the Q1 2011 financial results. After the presentation, we will enter into the Q&A session, so I'd like to answer your questions. Now, let's begin our presentation. In today's presentation, we will introduce the energy from waste industry in China. Second, stimulating policy of the central government of China. The third one is about Zhongde. The fourth is outlook and the investment highlight. Now, let's start with the first topic, introduce the energy from waste industry in China. Let's turn to page three. In China, everybody knows we have the biggest population, and also the urbanization in China grew very quickly. China now surpassed the U.S. as the world's largest municipal solid waste generators at a very fast rate. During the new five-year plan, the investment for solid waste industry in China will amount to RMB 800 billion. That means 80 billion euros. In this new five-year plan, it will be set up a new disposal systems, and the disposal fee will steadily increase. In Q2 2011, the central government of China announced a strong stimulating policy for municipal waste treatment. First of all, the government clearly announced it supports the construction of energy from waste plant in China. The second, the government promised to accelerate the approval process of energy from waste project in China. The third will ensure the land supply for this waste-to-energy plant. Then they announced establishing new disposal fee system of the municipal waste disposal. They also encouraged public and private investment through professional taxation. Finally, they will improve the innovation ability. The information on page six introduces some basic information of the Zhongde Waste Technology AG. The information on page seven is introduced the Chairman and CEO of the Zhongde Waste Technology AG, Mr. Chen Zefeng, and William Wang is me, act as the Executive Director and CFO. Let's turn to page eight. There are four characters at current stage. First, the company strategy transition. The Zhongde Waste Technology AG did a strategy transition since 2009. Now it's focused on the large-scale energy from waste plant in China. Before, we are the manufacturing of small-sized waste incinerator. when we launched IPO. The second character is the standardization of project management. We want to be the McDonald's in the waste-to-energy industry. So we want everything to be standardization. In this way, we can cut the cost, and also we have the ability to manage various projects over all China. The third one is internationalization. So a breakthrough will be expected on the international market this year. The fourth is professionalization and stable R&D teams. Zhongde cooperate with Department of Tsinghua University to jointly have the postdoctoral scientific research program. Okay, let's turn to page 9. This slide shows the business model of the Zhongde Waste Technology AG. That is European technology plus Chinese price plus global service. So we act as the investor, general contract, and operator of energy from waste plant. Turn to next slide. This slide tells us the progress of the current EPC and VOT project and the date we expect to complete this project. So now on this table we have 4 EPC and 4 BOT project. Let's talk about the EPC project first. At end of the March 2011, the Dingzhou project, the percentage of completion is 12. Zhucheng, 34%. Zhaodong is just the preparing. Shouguang is the same as Zhaodong. So Dingzhou will be finished the construction at end of 2011. Zhucheng will be finished at end of this year. Zhaodong and Shouguang will be finished at end of the 2013. So now let's look at the BOT project. We have 4 BOT projects. Feicheng is finished the construction and entered into the trial operation. Zhoukou, we finished 59% at end of the March 2011. It will be finished at end of this year. The Kunming, we finished 18% at end of the March. It will be finished at end of the next year. Xianying, we finished 13% at end of the March, and it will be finished at end of next year. Let's turn to the next slide. Financial highlights. The Q1 result 2011 show positive trend as following. First, although the revenue decreased from 3.7 million euro to 2.4 million, but the gross profit margin increased from 13% to 23%. As a result, the gross profit keep 0.5 million euro as the same as the Q 1, 2010. The net profit improved by 30% from negative 2 million euro to negative 1.4 million euro due to the reduction of the expenses and income tax. The earnings per shares increased 30% from minus 0.16 euro to minus 0.11 euro due to the net profit increase and shares buyback program. Let's turn to next slide. Although there is no order intake in the first quarter this year, our order backlog is still keep very high. And also, there are 3 new contracts are expected to be signed in this year. So the order position keeps very strong this year. Now let's turn to the next slide. It shows the picture of the Feicheng plant. It is finished the construction and entering to the trial operation. So it is already passed the emission test. This test is conducted by a Chinese authority institute together with the European partner. It shows all the emission data meet the requirement of Chinese national standard, and it's even much cleaner than that of the index. Next slide shows the Datong. Datong project regarded as the green plant in China. It is not only visited by a lot of high-rank central and local government officials, and also it received a broadcast by the CCTV China, that means the Central China TV station. It broadcast 45 minutes special report for Datong project because it's garden style, no noisy, no smell, and very clean, European style plant. So let's turn to the next page, page 16. Outlook and investment highlight. First, Zhongde have a very high growth potential for energy from waste market in domestic and international market, especially after the strong stimulating policy of central government. Second, Zhongde's strategy transition and standardization progress smoothly. The third, the standard gross profit margin is 25% of EPC and BOT during the BOT construction period. The fourth, the completion two projects in 2011 and 2012 bring more revenues and profits. Fifth, strong cash and order positions ensure the growth of the revenues and profit. The last one is technology, ability, and professional management create the shareholders' value. Okay, that's it for today's presentation. Now I'd like to answer your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Your name will be announced when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. For questions, please press star 1. Our first question today comes from Mr. Martin Deco from Close Bros Seidler. May we have your question, please?
Yes, good afternoon. This is Martin Deco from Close Bros Seidler Research. Thank you for taking my questions. My first set of questions relates to the still uncompleted manufacturing site in Beijing. Could you please tell us about the current status of the cooperation negotiations with potential partners regarding the utilization of the new plant, and how are the chances that this manufacturing site will ever go into operation? I mean, Zhongde has already invested roughly 6.5 million euros in fixed assets under construction and 2 million in land use rights. Is there any risk that the auditors might question the value of these assets and call for impairments sometimes?
Okay. Talking about the project in the Beijing, this is will be our R&D center and manufacturing centers. Unfortunately, the negotiation between the Zhongde and several candidates of the partner haven't finished yet. Before, we are mainly to negotiate with the partner locating the European. Now we are broaden our negotiation meeting with the other countries like Japan. So, you know, the technical cooperation relate to a lot of detail area, and also it is not easy to negotiate and also to reach the agreement in the area about the price, about the what kind of technology and how many years of the cooperation, and also the area of the cooperation on the international market. So of course we wish we can close the negotiation as soon as possible, but reality is it need more times. So the manufacturing site in the Beijing need to wait for the result of the negotiation between Zhongde and the possible partner. So of course the investor will ask the question as you already mentioned, but we have the confidence finally we will reach some agreement with the candidate partner.
Okay, thank you. So you don't think there's any risk for impairments for the time being?
The risk is only the timing, you know. Of course, if we can reach the agreement earlier, then we can finish the construction and install the machines. And then we can manufacture some valuable spare parts and, can generate the new revenue, right? This is the risk I can think, but finally, we will find some partner to cooperate. This is only the timing and the price.
Okay. Second question regarding the State Council's approval to those proposals of the ministries on strengthening the work of urban domestic garbage management companies. I think there were several proposals or opinions which identified several measures to strengthen police support. And could you please give us an idea about how these measures will be implemented in political and administrative processes, and what will be the concrete impact on day-to-day business of Zhongde?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good question, because in China, the central government policy is very important to the local, the provincial government, right? As you know, in the year 2009 and 2010, there are a big argument in China talking about if we should have the waste energy plant in China, because someone believe it will generate a lot of harmful gas and it is not good for the healthy, right? So after the 2 years discussion and argument, now it is become more and more clear, and the government of China now made a decision, say the waste energy or energy from waste industry is the only right way for China to solve the problem of the municipal waste, because as you know, we have the biggest population, but we have the limited land for the landfill, and also because the urbanization increase at a very fast rate, so the reality for China is built as much waste to energy plant as possible, but at the same time we should keep very strictly off gas emission standard. So you can see from the policy, it is not only the central government announced it will clearly supporting the construction the new waste to energy plant in China, it also give a lot of very detailed measure to support this kind of construction. For example, like accelerated approval process of the energy from waste project. As you know, in China, just like the other countries, to construct the waste to energy plant, it relates to a lot of department detailing. For example, when we finish the construction of the Datong project, we account how many approvals we already get from the government. It will be actually the result is more than 200. So the government this time they have the policy say it will be simplify the approval processing. So the message we receive from our current project under construction is actually the approval efficiency of the local government already be much faster than the than before. So we have the confidence to say the central government's policy will accelerate the construction progress of the current Zhongde project.
Okay, that was all. Thank you very much, William, for taking my questions,
welcome.
And have a nice day.
Have a nice day, too.
For further questions, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. There are no questions at the moment.
So, okay, if there is no further questions, I will call it the end of this presentation. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night to me, and good day to you.
Thank you very much.
We want to thank Mr. Wang and all the participants of this conference. Goodbye.
Goodbye.